Proclamation number 5926 of 11th of April, 1954. Serious reminder to remember the purpose of life on Earth. You humans completely forget your purpose of earthly life and therefore don't live in accordance with it either. What seems important to you is of no use to your soul, for the sake of which you live on Earth, and you pay no attention to what alone is important. You only live for your body but not for your soul, and yet you are only active as a human being on this Earth for the sake of your soul. Everything you strive for, everything you think and do, will not bring you any success, for earthly success will not remain with you. It is only a dream image which you cannot hold onto, which will pass away and fade into nothingness at the moment of your death. And as long as it still exists for you, it only serves the transient shell of the soul, but not the soul itself. Thus you use all your vitality, your will and your thoughts on completely worthless things, but you don't strive for real goods. And thus you treat your soul wretchedly, you leave it in greatest adversity even though you would have the opportunity to help it. You love yourselves, your worthless outer shell, above all else. You are still very much stuck in selfish love, in a love which is wrongly directed and can never lead you to the aim for the purpose of which you dwell on earth. You see every day how transient everything is. Every day you lose people close to you through death. You know that they have to leave everything behind which was previously worth striving for, and that they will enter the kingdom of the beyond completely empty. And yet you do not change. And whether everything around you perishes, you do not direct your thoughts spiritually but only mourn after what you have lost and seek to regain it as quickly as possible. You are fools, for you are darkened in spirit. The world with its goods makes your eyes incapable of seeing because it blinds you and you can no longer recognize anything correctly. And through your thinking you place yourselves into the hands of the one whose aim it is to keep your soul in his possession, which means as much as to push it into darkness. Your thoughts are only earthly directed and you forget the one to whom you owe your life and before whom you will one day have to answer. You push back every spiritual thought, every thought of responsibility. You don't want to be reminded of it. And you dull your conscience to such an extent that you soon believe nothing more than what is visible and tangible to you and which you strive for with all your senses. There is almost no connection between the inhabitants of Earth and those of the spiritual kingdom which is still beneficial, whereas the bond downwards is extremely strong. For the human being establishes it of his own free will precisely by striving for that which is transient and still belongs to the realm of God's adversary. You completely misjudge your purpose of earthly life and therefore the earth no longer fulfills its purpose of being a place of education for the spirit, which results in the dissolution of earthly creation. Because this is the lawful consequence of living contrary to divine order. For you humans live against this divine order. Otherwise your spiritual state would let you see brightly and clearly what your task and aim on earth is. And every act of contravention must have a lawful effect. Which is why the end of this earth has also come, after which the grace of embodiment as a human being will be withdrawn from it and all spiritual substance will receive this external form to which it strives through its own will. For the grace of embodiment is not utilized but abused, and thus free will itself determines the fate of the spiritual. It brings about the end of Earth because the law of eternal order no longer allows for anything else. Amen.